I don't ascribe my victory, my progress, my success in life to things that are natural. Humility means that I recognize that everything I have is a gift of God. Humility simply means that God does not have to treat me like he did Nebuchadnezzar. I already get the point. I already know that this is not Babylon the Great, which I built with the strength of my might for the glory of my majesty. It is not my might. It is not my glory. It is not my majesty. Humility means a man can receive nothing except it is given to him from above. I understand that. Humility means that whatever he has given me from above is my own. I recognize that. Are you getting my point? Humility is not that we don't have anything, we are just small, praise God. Humility is that anything we have is not us that got it to, it's God. And if God says we have everything, humility is, I come out and say, I can do all things. Are you getting my point? I don't say that, you know, from our family, we are small people. You understand my point? No, I was small in my own eyes. This is humility, but God has made me. I'm made. Let me not deceive you or deceive myself that I'm not made. But who made me? Humility is, it is God. It's not my wisdom. It's not my wisdom. That's humility. So when I get up and speak boldly, all right, it doesn't mean I'm not humble. Pride is when I turn all these things upside down. I don't recognize that, you know, I'm looking for title. One of the things I've seen around in the last many years is the pride of men. They love titles because of pride. They feel like without their title, they can't get to places. A man walks into your office. He has to give you all the titles that he's own, the ones that his father's, the one that belongs to his uncle, all the titles. You know, chief, so-and-so, professor, this and this and this, added to, yes, that's my sister's husband. Then he turns around. That's after he's even given you all his own titles. That is pride, thinking his title should carry him to places. Humility means that I don't need titles. I am anointed enough to perform the function that God, are you getting my point? Has created me, that God created me to perform in life. That's humility. What am I trying to emphasize? Humility is that I recognize that which God has given me, and I'm not going to deny it because somebody is unhappy about it. Please, I hope you are getting my point. Humility is, for example, I know wherever I go in this world, I'm a prosperous man. I'm a blessed man. If I live in Nigeria, I'm blessed. If I go to America, I'm blessed. If I go to Botswana, I'm blessed. If I go to Mali, you know what they call Mali? I'm blessed. If I go to Haiti, Haiti just got blessed. That is, my presence will bring a blessing into Haiti. Listen, if Christians understand these things, they stop rushing down to countries that are smooth. Go to countries that are rough and go and bring smoothness into their system. I'm a blessed man. Listen, if I move from here and move to Port-au-Prince in Haiti, they will start tarring their roads. My presence will bring progress into their midst. If God were to call me tomorrow night, if God said, okay, Banky, enough of preaching from Enugu, now let's go and start this preaching again from Haiti. No problem. We go to Haiti and we start preaching. And listen, let me tell you something, eh? Because this is what is happening to you already. Listen, in this life, hear this. You, listening to me, one day you write a check, it's an offering, it's 100 million. And this is not pride. I'll tell you the simple reason. Why? Because I preach to you. If I go to Haiti, I will start preaching again. I won't beg big men to give. I won't beg them to come. I will just be preaching. And the same thing I'm saying here, I will say to the people there. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Any one of you listening to me, one day, you will own private jets and be doing good work all over the place. And you will be surprised that, is it me? And you'll be a normal person. After parking your jet, you take your big bike and be riding around Port-au-Prince, feeling very cool. You know why? Because I have been anointed to provoke the release of God's blessings in the lives of the people of God. It's not pride, it's a matter of fact. Are you getting my point? Humility is simply to know it's God that's doing it, it's not me. I told you I met somebody today and the woman was excited. At this, we had never met before. But because of the words that were blessing the lives of the people, so it couldn't have been me. It's the things that I'm saying. Are you getting my point? And these are not the things I decided that let me go and say to impress somebody. I said them because of the word of God I studied, because of the unction of God upon my life, and because of the inspiration of God at that particular moment. Please, I hope you are following my point. Listen, it is therefore not humility to keep quiet about what God is doing in your life. It is not humility to deny the blessing that God is blessing you with, even though you haven't seen it yet. Say, you know, when you want to joke, you know, to joke about things that if they are taken literally, if they happen literally, it will be good. So one day when we are going on the road, somebody says that, is that your car? It's a very big car. Just look and say, that car. No, this is not mine. Mine is newer than this. It's finer than this. Okay, this is one of those ones I plan to give out to some people. And they will laugh. But don't ever stop saying it. Are you getting my point? Don't ever stop saying it. Look at you talking, sir. You don't even have a Morris Minor. He said, physically now, I will not have a Morris Minor. But when I want a Morris Major, they will make it for me because I will pay for it. And we're all laughing. You know? Said, don't worry. One day, when some of your children are going to school, tell them to come. I will dash them heavy motorbikes to go and use to oppress on campus. And we're all laughing. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Bold declaration is a duty we have. Not because we love something. That's another thing. People think that, you know me, I'm a humble person. There's nothing much. What are we doing? That's not the point. The Bible said it's not because of what I like. He said, but because of what he did, what? Said. Because he has said, therefore, we confidently say. That's what we're talking about. And what am I emphasizing? We must confidently say. And you must listen to the word of God. On Saturday, I'm going to talk about it. When we're talking about, Elijah was woken up. He said, eat, for the journey is long. You don't just say confidently because you just like to talk confidently. What provokes confidence in your words is the confidence in your heart, which is as a result of the things that you have heard. You know, I was making a joke with my students yesterday. I asked a young man a question. So it was, I said, listen, I have noticed that the volume of the voice of a student when asked a question by the lecturer is directly proportional to the confidence he has in the answer he's producing. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, in life, if you are going to speak boldly, it's going to be because you have acquired confidence in the things that you are saying. It's not wishful thinking. And you know what Paul said to Timothy? He said, the things that you have learned and have become convinced of. Conviction comes from learning. Are you getting my point? What I wanted to do today, all right, was to start taking us again. I wanted us together start looking at what God has said, and then we'll now confidently say our own. You understand? Because when the Bible talks about the angels hearkening to the voice of his word, one of the mistakes we make sometimes, I want to quote the scriptures verbatim, is not necessary. What did I say? It's not necessary. If you can, it's fine. So you have to say the way there are different versions of the Bible. What the angels hearken to is not the accurate quotation. That did they say shall or should? I've heard people say before that the demon refused to go out because the person said, in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. That King James said every knee should bow. So the demon did not go away. So you are competing with the demon on the accuracy of the word, of grammar. Thank you. I told you, if you go to a village where the name of Jesus there is, if a man goes and says, I command in the name of the demons will fly. You getting my point? Uh-huh. It's not the accuracy. Did you quote it correctly? He said, He says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said, no, that was not what he said. He said, nothing shall by any means wound you. No. Once the conviction comes from what you have learned, whichever way you produce it, the angels hearken. If you say, look, because he has said, behold, I give you authority over serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall be any. So you now say that, nothing if you try. If that is what you say, the angels know what you mean. Maybe you are a worried guy. Say, who won't try? All you say is, demon, you won't try? They will just begin to disappear. Because what they are hearing, are you getting my point? It's not you won't try. They don't think it's you want to attempt. No. They say, man, this guy won't kill somebody. That's what they are hearing. There's one we used to say those days in school. Instead of saying that they can't dare it, we don't say that. We just say, no guy. That's all. He said, oh boy, no guy. No guy means nobody can dare it. You say, no guy. And that, you do your hand like this. No guy. So you can just be, you are going out at night. People say, hey, the witches are flying or armed robbers are running. Just say, no guy. The demons take that as bazooka. They begin shoot. Say, Oga said, no guy. Any guy, put up your hand. Two, boom, they blow you to pieces. Oga said, no guy. Any guy, they see they are blowing you apart. It's not the accuracy of the quotation. It is a confidence drawn out of information. Are you getting my point? That's what it is. It's a confidence that's a product of the information. Whichever word you use to release it, as long as you confidently release it. What am I saying? That confidence comes from the entrance of the word of God. That's where it comes from. That our series we did then, the sayings of God. Please, if you don't have this CD, go and get it. I think it's on 2 MP3 CDs. They are quite plenty, all right? The sayings of God, maybe like 12, okay? Please, get the CDs. The cities and listen to them. Because it's the thing that the Lord said, those are the things we use to produce what we are going to say. What I wanted to do, like I said earlier before, was to take them again one by one. Just exhort for 5 minutes on one, and then we'll begin to make bold declarations. Please, let me say something again. We are not making bold declarations because we have calculated and it makes sense. Don't check your salary now. And you've said that if you just save this money like this, after like 2.5 years, you'll be able to down pay for that house. And then, so you now start boldly declaring. Because he has said, take note of for tomorrow. After this is the Gentile sick. Therefore, I boldly declare, I have my own house. You are not declaring you have your own house because of what he has said. You are declaring because you don't calculate. So you are not thinking that your declaration is going to solidify your calculation. So that the calculation will not derail. Tell your neighbor, foul. Say it again, foul. It doesn't work like that. That's why it's good to start this thing so that you can convince yourself and all the angels that you are not lying. Starting when the calculations don't work. I remember then when I used to declare about cars when I was in Lagos. That one, I was not even, not only was I refusing to calculate, the calculation was not possible. The calculations that make sense. This one was not possible. When I started residency, a neat car, neat one, all right, was about 160,000 naira to 200,000, all right? And you say, was it that cheap? Yes, relative, it was about, that was maybe like, that's used car, not a brand new one, all right? Bluebird that people were buying that time was like, because one of my cousins was selling cars. So came up to the time to about 170, 180. But a very neat one, you get like 200K, you get a very nice ride. My salary was 6,000 naira. I want to calculate that kind of thing. You want that? I'm not even just the calculator. I don't calculate that kind of thing. But then, ask my wife. I was a very nice guy declaring. I used to declare all kinds of things. I used to declare that I would buy cars and dash people. I used to declare that I would drive any kind of car I want. I can buy a car, drive it for 2 days, decide I don't like it, give somebody. And I'm still declaring it. And little by little, they are coming to pass. There has never been by calculation. Because that time, the calculation was not possible. One day, a friend of mine said, well, try and buy a car. And I said, sit down, sit down. You know how much I earn. You know what I do. Show me how to do the arithmetic. I'm serious. The person I'm telling you about, I saw him last week. So it's not a story. He tried to explain. I said, number one, I ain't going to buy a dead car that will be driving me rather than me driving it. It's true. I knew friends who bought cars that were driving them. May a car not drive it. That's your name. Amen. May God bless you with that thing that you will drive. I didn't hear your amen now.
Amen.
And you will bless people with things that they will drive.
Amen.
You will build a house that you are the one that will live in it.
Amen.
Not every day you are repairing roof. Foundation is sinking. You begin digging up. Some people became mechanics because they thought they bought a car. Every time you see him, his hand has grease on it. We know you're an engineer, but let's tell the truth. This is not engineering. This is mechanicry. Listen. Don't listen. There's no pride in it that I must drive. If motor is not going to drive, park it. Those are taking keke napep and taking taxis and buses. They are not evil people. They are blessed also. They are riding cars they did not buy. Blessings have levels. Oh. And those days in Lagos, people will just be driving. That is, they claim they own a car. The car is driving them. My colleague will drive a car for 1 day. The car will drive him for 2 days. I like to tell this joke because makes people laugh. One day, his mechanic came to the office. He said, please, I look at the super person. I said, it's not around. I said, okay, I brought his car. I said, all right. Maybe he said, okay, I'll bring it back tomorrow. He left. Then came back after 5 minutes. He said, can I park the car here? I said, why don't you want to take it away again? He said, actually, I tried. He refused to follow me. I said, wait. The car you drove down here now. He said, yes, sir. I said, let's go now. I went there. Yeah, start the car. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Put down for gear. You put down for gear. The car was still going zoom, zoom, zoom. Stay on one spot. I said, what happened? I said, maybe your clutch cable. Because I said, this one will be clutch cable. He was a mechanic. I was not a mechanic. So, okay. And I went to the shop. Went to bring boys to push the car back to the shop. I said, oh boy, I worship you for downfall. Thank you for Molo. None of them do I ever have to push. God will bless you with that which will bless you.
Amen.
Not the one you'll be worshiping because you have this thing in your head that if you don't have a car, you're a dead man. No. God will bless you with that which will bless you.
Amen.
And when you want to bless somebody, you will bless somebody with that which will be a blessing to them. I tell my wife, I want to give somebody something. I said, this is your shirt. It's still good. I said, no, it's not good. Maybe I have a shirt now. Now develops a hole. I don't give it out. Once it has a hole, any shirt I want to give, it must be a shirt I'm still wearing. Maybe I live here now. I said, okay, I like this shirt. I remove it and give it to you. I wore it yesterday. I gave it today. Once it begins to get punctured. I said, some people will appreciate it. I said, let them go and take it from the dustbin. Ask her. I'm not lying. We'll have discussion. Some things people wear, they're not even this good. I said, am I saying it's not true? I'm just saying my hand can't give them. I will go and hang it at the door. Let them take it by themselves. What I'm trying to say, God will bless you to a level. You will bless people with things that will be a blessing to them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. What's the point I'm making? At that time when calculation could not calculate, my friend said, I said, show me now. He said, look, some of this money you give out, you just have to stop. I said, what are you trying to do? Make sure I'm poor all my life? Excuse me. No, that's a no-go area. There is seed for the sower and bread for food. Any money God gives me, there's my portion. And there is a portion of other people. There is a portion of other things. It's called seed for the sower and bread for food. If you chop the one that's not your own, you will get sore throat, indigestion, constipation. That's what happens to people that eat things that don't belong to them. I said, that one is not my portion. No. In fact, diarrhea, I said, I forgot to add that one to it. For eating things that are not your own. I said, no, don't go near there. I can't say because of a car that will catch fire, I can't be a blessing to people anymore. And you cook, anybody knock, put them under the table. Because you must buy a car. I said, please, it is better to trek into eternal life and to drive into this hellfire that you are trying to explain to me. But listen, my brethren, at that time, I was already declaring. I will buy cars for people. What's the problem? We'll buy cars and bless people with it. That time is going to come when people are getting married. It's a motor car that we'll be using for wedding presents. I said the time will come. Maybe one of my sons, not necessarily natural sons, you understand? It can be sons in ministry, sons in life, sons anywhere. I said, you are getting married. I said, what do we give you? I said, they are selling these houses, just four-bedroom bungalows. You like one? Okay. Just all right. Just go and pick the form. I'll pay for it. That's your wedding present. I'm sorry I will not be able to come. I hope that will be able to compensate for my absence. I was saying this when I couldn't calculate enough to buy a used car. And listen to me. I'm closer to that point than when I first began. As per buying and giving people cars that's a blessing to them, I have done it several times. We've crossed that level. My own is the one who will be able to buy brand new and dash person. Buy it and dash somebody. A day will come. No, you see, let me tell you something. There's nothing I have said boldly like that. Not even prophetic. I speak into my future. No, just talking. Don't worry, baby. We'll do this thing and do it. I will be tired of it. There's nothing I have done said like that that I did not change my mind. That I didn't do eventually or that I'm not on my way to doing. So all the other ones I have said I have not yet done, you understand? I'm sure they will happen. Just because I preach this message today, I must dash people houses for wedding presents at least twice. Yeah. Just because I preach this message, you. Now, can I imagine that I've been saying it when I was not preaching the message? Listen, it's good to look. Oh, God, I pray people will understand. God will. That's why you should just keep feeding yourself with the word of God, especially so you don't forget. You know why? Because a time will come, God will open doors for you to do these things. And what will happen if you're not careful, it happens to a lot of people, is that they will think it's such a great thing, they will refuse to do it. I don't know whether I get my point. There are people that they've been saying, they say, don't worry, it's only school. They say school is expensive. We'll not only send our children to school, we'll send other people's children to schools. They've been saying it. Then one day, God opens a door of opportunity for them to pay, WASC fees. You know, somebody's entering university, he needs a certain amount to just take for the first year, and suddenly you have the money, and God will give you the opportunity. But you just look and say, I never even begin get children safe. I could begin. You understand my point? You start rationalizing it away. But allow the Holy Spirit to remind you that you prophesied. And let me say something to you. There is nothing you do like that that God will not give you the ability to do 10 times in a short while. Amen. That is, the Bible says that, listen, He said, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you having all sufficiency in all things will abound to every good work. This is how he said that, let me quote it correctly. I'm trying to say something. He said that, let me quote that one correctly, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. He said, now he who supplies it to the sower, verse 10, and bread for the eater, will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. What does it supply and multiply? What does it supply and multiply? I didn't hear it. What does it supply and multiply? It doesn't supply chopping. It doesn't multiply the ability to chop. What does it supply and multiply? The seed for sowing. That is, if one day, you say, waiting. Me too, I can do it. And the people thought you are struggling. one of your cousins wants to go to school, somebody that you know, somebody just said, you are struggling yourself in court, it appears like, but for one reason or the other, you just have that 150,000 naira. And that just happens to be what we pay his fees, get him set in school for the first year as he enters university. You say, what is it? Take. And then you go and buy yourself a bottle of Coke to celebrate your good works. Say, Lord, we said it now. We are going to do it. Thank you. It don't begin. Listen to me. In a year, if 10 people will come, you will have enough to do for 10. If you get to a time, listen to me, and don't be afraid of it. He said, if I give him now, the whole village will think I'm rich. What did concern you concern what they think? No, that's what happens to a lot of people. Look, after we came to Enugu, the first time my wife and I said that, let's buy my father a car, you understand? So people will not think, if you do like that, your people will think you are rich. I said, what's my business? But if I don't buy it, and I sit down and say I'm poor, how will he be blessed? Are you getting my point? How will I be a blessed? And if I don't buy, who will buy it? Look, my father has children. I'm not the first son, really, you understand? But it turned out that I'm now the first son. You get my point? My other brother died long ago. The person older than me is a lady, you understand? I said, let's face it. I earn more money than the rest of them. If I don't buy it, who's going to buy it? It was 1 year's income from the University of Nigeria Teaching Hospital. So it's not as if like I had money. I told my wife, we are going to do it. And we agreed and we did it. If you come here and say, hey, I ask you get money, I don't get. What do you concern you? I'm not giving you. Go and arrest me now. The Bible says your son honors his father. I won't because you will think I'm rich and be giving me all your problems. You come and say, I can't solve it or I'm not willing to solve it. God is different. In the village, they will not be doing juju against you. You know me now. Those things is not in the way enter my head. They concern me. They will say you are wicked. Don't worry. They will still come back. When they come back, you can say I'm wicked now. Then tomorrow when you come back and I dash half a millionaire. Say, bro, I used to be wicked that time, but now. Listen, I don't feel like saying it. God will give you opportunities, all right, in life to bless people. Don't run away from it. Don't run away from it. He said, my cousins, I come to my house. They think I have money. And when they come, explain that, listen, that money I gave that guy, I had it that time. Right now, this 1,000 you're asking for, check my balance. *556#, 25 naira. See? Don't even flash me. I won't call you back. The point I'm making is this. You must continually declare boldly. And listen, sooner than you think. You know, as Christians, we're not declaring what we think we go chop. We go chop, we go belefu, amen? I said, we go chop, we go belefu, amen? That's taken for granted. That here, amen? Listen, say it, I will never lack. God supplies all my needs. I have everything I have to eat. I have every cloth I will need to wear. Because my father feeds the birds of the air. And he clothes the grass in the field. And he will much more clothe me. He will much more take care of me. This is the point I'm making. Listen, that one is taken for granted. What we are now talking about is the blessing, the abundance we will enter into so we can bless somebody else. And that's why, listen, sometimes before you even realize that you have reached that point, God will open the door and show to you that you have reached this point. Some people think that they have to build their own house first before they can pay rent for other people. No. No. Before God gives you a house as your own, he will give you the opportunity to pay rent for people. And what I'm saying, don't shy away from it. You are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Don't shy away from it. And it's when you get a good job, you now be educating other people. No. This, as a copper, you can be sponsoring. You just that you won't start from university as a copper. You start from primary school. You are a copper. You are any small allowance. You turn to people who are in primary school. Say, I knew that I was a blessed man. I knew I was a blessed woman. I'm going to help people in this my life. Just use style. Some people where you know, their parents are not very, very strong in these things. They are your relatives. Go and read the story in that book, Grace to Prosper. Widows of your household. I talked about it on how to work, also how to work for God. Primary school, just book and sandals. Is that not so? School uniform, books, sandals. And you monitor, and you go home. Where's your work? I hope you are doing very well. And you settle for the next term. Move away from those stupid schools they go in villages. And say, no, I'm serious. You know, village schools can be very, very funny. People say they're in GS2. They can't count to 15 without making a mistake. Move them to correct schools and be paying. You are working your way into greatness. You know, we said that food is not a problem. The car you will drive is not a problem. The country you will fly to is not a problem. It's how many people you'll be able to do these things for. That's what we're talking about. Well, let me stop the message. I hope you're blessed today. Don't forget, it's a story of what? Bold declaration. I wanted us to begin to declare again boldly together today, but I just feel like adding with this one too. So we'll take that one up next time. All right, if you're blessed today, shout a loud amen.
Amen.
Let's just rise to our feet and close the meeting. Let's not stay beyond the time that is necessary. Let's declare together again boldly, say in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus,
I have passed out of darkness and I have passed into life. And I have passed into the light of God. I have passed out of death. I have passed into life in Christ Jesus. Say like you believe it, my sins are forgiven. All ancestral curses are washed away from me. In this life, I am a success. In this life, I am a victor. In this life, I can do all things. Because Christ Jesus is the one strengthening me. Say, in this life, I can do all things. I can pay school fees for multitudes. I can sponsor ministries. I can make my family feel good. I can give my wife, my children more than they can ever imagine. I can be a blessing to any community. I can build houses for people that don't have. Because God is able to make all grace abound towards me. So that I, having all sufficiency in all things, I will abound unto every good work. Say, this is possible in Christ Jesus. And I am in Christ Jesus. Say, I have no disadvantage. I have no disadvantage. I have enough intelligence. I have enough connections. I have enough connections. I have enough resources. Because I am in Christ Jesus. Say it again. God is making all grace abound towards me. Therefore, all these things are possible. Say like you believe it, I will not die young.
I will live.
I will live.
I will live.
I will see my children.
I will see my children's children.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Say it,
I will live.
I will not die.
I will not fail.
Say with long life he will satisfy me. And he will show me his salvation. Listen, let me tell you what I mean by show you salvation. It just means it's simple. Though you were small in your own eyes, God will make you. That's what it means to show you his salvation. That's what it means. Say it again. I will not die.
I will not die.
I will live.
I will live.
I will declare the glory of God.
I will declare the glory of God.
And I will see the salvation that's in Christ Jesus. Just say, Father, I thank you. Give him thanks. Just worship him in your own words. In your own words, just thank him. Surely, God's goodness and his mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house, the presence of the Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Goodness is your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As you depart from here, peace goes with you.
Amen.
Don't forget when you get home, say to your house, peace be upon this home. And the peace of God will rest there in the name of Jesus Christ. Cherub brethren.